Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Wednesday. It is hump day, March 27th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. My voice may sound a bit scratchy, but I feel a lot better than I sound. Glad to be back. Wherever you are, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you and welcome. Hey, Frankie, welcome, welcome. Hey Ace, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Frankie. I know, like I said, I sound worse than I feel. Feeling a lot better. All day yesterday, for the most part, and Monday. Now I just have a lot of work to catch up on. But it's all good. I'm just glad I woke up this morning. Hey, Blunt. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Minnesota. Hello, friend. How are you? All right. So today, after I kept pushing it back and pushing it back, resentment and disdain. Can it creep up on you or was it already there? And what I have found, I could be wrong. You guys can correct me or disagree with me or agree with me, whichever. I find that resentment tends to run a lot in families, especially with siblings. I have to say that there are times when I feel resentment towards my sister, and from talking to people over the years and what have you, a lot of people tend to feel the same way when it comes to siblings. And do you guys think that's true? But first, I want to put the definition of resentment. And this is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. This is their, if I can spell it correctly. This is their definition of resentment. A feeling of indignant displeasure or persistent ill will at something regarded as a wrong, insult, or injury. And then Dredd says resentment builds. And then this is the feeling of disdain, the definition of disdain. And again, Merriam-Webster. Hold on while I do some copying and pasting here. a feeling of contempt for someone or something regarded as unworthy or inferior. Hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome back. Welcome back. So, I mean, do you guys think that resentment and disdain are the same thing, or can you interchange them? Dre says she has a lot of both. I mean, is resentment something that creeps up on you, or was it something that was already there? You know, because for me, and guys, this bugs me to no end. You all may think that is funny, but I don't. Being the younger sibling of two, to this day, people call me my sister's little sister. And that bugs me because they treat me like, I kid you not, they treat me like I'm two. And if I call one of them, and it's usually someone close to us or someone in our family, and if I'm talking to one of them, somehow or another, they call my sister and it's like, oh, well, I just spoke to so-and-so and she said this, this, and this, and this. I mean, like, do you have to go back and report everything that I say? So it's made me not speak to those people. And sometimes they're like, well, what did I do? Seriously? Mr. Enigma, welcome. You know, so that bugs me. You know, so do you find that resentment and disdain is usually something that builds up more so within your family as opposed to, say, your job or your coworkers or your friends? I mean, is it something that when I say it creeps up on you, is it something that someone consistently does something over and over and over and over and, you know, is bugging you, but, you know, yeah, you can still deal with it, but then one day they do something and it's like, well, damn, it's like just total full on resentment. And you realize that you have resented this person for years or maybe months, decades. I mean, I don't know. You know, and again, this disdain, a feeling of contempt for someone. Can you have a feeling of disdain for someone but not resent them and vice versa? Is that possible? You know, is it possible to have contempt for someone but you don't resent them? Minnesota says yes. You know, so can you not have one without the other? Dredd says, I resent my employer. I have disdain for the employees that get promoted over myself. They are inferior and unworthy. My employer insulted me by treating me unfairly. Okay. But do you have disdain for the employees, so you don't have contempt then for your, hey, Lou, welcome. You don't have contempt then for your employer. You know, oh, Dre says, I do. You know, so to me, resentment and disdain, they can creep up on you, but I also think that sometimes they were already there. Like, is it possible to resent someone when you first meet them? Can you have disdain for someone when you first meet them? You don't know anything about them. This person has not done anything to you. This is your first time meeting them, but you have a resentment for them. You have disdain for them. Dredd says, resentment definitely builds. Lou says, possibly. A says, I think resentment is typically there before you realize it yourself. Depends what they've done. But again, Lou, I say, you don't know this person. You never, hey, sweet angel bear, welcome. Hey, Juju, welcome, welcome. You don't know this person. This person has never done anything to you. You've never met them. You've never been around them. But for some reason, you resent them. You have disdain for them. Could it be the way they look? And when I say they look, I'm not saying, you know, they're pretty, unattractive, anything like that. I'm talking about that. Maybe they, you know, look a certain way. Their face, the way their expression or something. Maybe it's the way they, if you're talking and this person has not opened up their mouth, but you look at how their face looks. And if you bring up a certain person, whatever, you know, they just have this look, or you bring up a certain thing or subject, they have a certain look about themselves. And for whatever reason, you resent them. A says, I believe you can have disdain for someone you just met based on illicit biases you do not know you harbor. And we all, in my opinion, have illicit biases. We try to say that we don't, but we do. But is that fair? Is that where that resentment is coming from? I mean, do you automatically resent someone or have disdain for them because of the color of their skin? Do you automatically resent or have disdain for someone because they're gay? Do you automatically have resentment or disdain for someone, you know, because, I don't know, because they're trans, you know, because of where they work, where they, you know, I know people who automatically have not resentment, but disdain for people who strip. And, you know, do you have resentment and you know, disdain for someone because of their lifestyle? You have people who have disdain for single parents, especially if you're a woman. Is that fair? So is it, the question, Mr. Yingwe, is resentment and disdain. Can you resent someone before or have disdain for them before you even know them, before you even, you have no clue, you never met this person, never been around this person, but you immediately have disdain or resentment for them? And Lou says, I don't resent anyone, waste of time. Lou, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? I mean, is that being honest? You don't think that you do resent anyone? Dredd says, you can have disdain for a parent abusing you. You can resent the other parent for allowing the abuse. True. Okay, you move on pretty fast from people, Lou says. Life is too short. Life is too short. But I also find that people end up having resentment and disdain if they're around a group of people. And if one person is talking about another person, the person who's supposed to be that middle of the road may end up leaning over towards that other person who has the resentment and disdain. And they may be going, yeah, right. And people do talk. People talk all the time. And dresses, this thing can come right away just by how someone moves or acts. And Pappy says, everyone has them. You learn them over time in life, and whether or not you are conscious of them is different. Dress says, you can resent a person for how they treated you and didn't correct their action. I'm sorry, my thing jumped. If someone is, Mr. Enigma says, if someone is doing something that goes against the norm, I won't associate with them, but I won't have hatred towards them, just pity and feel sorry for them. But okay, but Mr. Enigma, you're saying going against the norm, but what is the norm? I mean, is it society's norm? Is it what you consider the norm? I mean, do you not associate with someone who's going against the norm, but what if that person is a really nice person? What if this person, you know, is something that, you know, brings something to the table? And when I say bring something to the table, I'm not talking about, you know, at your job or something, but, you know, when you talk to them, it's like they really have something to say. You know, you enjoy talking to them, or you could enjoy talking to them, but because you think they're doing something that goes against the norm, you won't associate with them. So what if someone is protesting outside of their job, and everyone, you know, you have, you know, a couple of handful of people who are protesting, everyone else isn't, but they're protesting against something that they believe in, but is going against the norm. Are you not going to associate with them? So when you say not going against the norm, that can take a lot of different ways. There's a lot of variables in there when you talk about going against the norm. So what norm are you referring to? I mean, if somebody's out there robbing banks and killing people, well, no, I don't want to associate with them either. But if someone has a lifestyle or something that I don't agree with, then hell, there'll be a lot of people that I wouldn't associate with, because there are people who I associate with, you know, and who I like, have lifestyles that I don't necessarily agree with, but they're nice people. I enjoy them. So, A says, hatred is not the same as resentment or disdain. And Dred says, Mr. Enigma, you can resent and love someone at the same time. Hey, Shorty, I didn't see you pop in. Hey, crazy lady, didn't see you pop in. Welcome. There are billions of wonderful people. Doesn't mean I agree with it, everyone. Absolutely, Lou. Absolutely. Of course, no one's going to agree with everyone. Absolutely. I mean, it would be pretty boring if we all did. But I'm saying, do we resent someone just because we don't agree with them? Do we have disdain for them, you know, not want to be around them because we don't agree with some things that they do? And like I said, I'm not talking about you're doing anything illegal or anything like that. I'm just saying that how you live your life may be different from how I live mine. How I live mine may be different from how my neighbor lives theirs. But if you're a good person, if you're not bothering anyone, what does it matter? Should I resent you just for your lifestyle? Lou says, I used to resent things people did to me, but it wasted valuable time I can't get back. Now, you know, Lou, I can agree with you there up to a point. Hey, GP, welcome. I can agree with you up to a point there, because there are things that people have done to me, but lately I have realized that it was my fault for allowing it. So I have some resentment towards myself, because I do believe that unless you're a child or an animal, people do to you what you allow them to do, for the most part. Blunt says, I try not to harbor resentment. It takes too much energy. It does. So is it better to just walk away from that person and not talk to them at all? So you just leave the resentment on the doorstep and you just walk away and just have nothing to do with that person anymore? You leave that disdain and resentment outside? Lou says most of mine was in my childhood. You know, so, I mean, and is it worse if you resent someone as opposed to you have disdain for them? And again, for you guys just coming in, I'm going to put the definition of disdain and resentment in the chat. And this is Merriam-Webster, so and resentment. I mean, do you resent the person who won the race? And they win every single time, every time you race them or every time you play them in basketball or football or something, the same team wins over and over and over. Do you resent them because they won? They continue to win? Or is it just the fact that they play better than you? Their team is better. Let's see. Hold on, GP. Let's see. Okay, GP says, ourselves and family always come first, must go the best route. Okay. All right. But you do have people who resent this particular team that wins every single time, every time they play. This particular team wins. And then it gets personal. Then you have the fans. It gets so personal that people start fighting. Why are you fighting with them? Because they won. Their team was better. Why are you fighting with them? Do people, you know, and we see that. We see that, you know, more and more that, you know, you go to some type of, you know, sports game, football, and you're wearing the wrong colors. You're sitting in the section with, you know, this team is over here, but how dare you sit here? Well, I mean, this is my friend. I invited them. They happen to root for the other team. Should they, you know, people say, well, they should know not to wear that jersey over here. Seriously? So that person is going to go home with a bloody lip. A couple of years ago, out here, someone was put in a coma because he was beat up outside for a team jersey that he was wearing. Do you resent that person so much? Does it, I mean, is it getting to that point? You know, and Dredd says anger and jealousy. Most sports fights start because either the winning team runs their victory in the losing team's face and the losing team's fans become upset and angry, but the losing team's fans are a bunch of sore losers and start crap. But you know what, though, Mr. Enigma, but if you're the winner, so what if someone, I mean, you know, yes, you know, should they do it? Probably not. But this is sports, right? We won. Yeah, we're number one. I mean, okay. But if the situation were reversed, would the losing team had done the same thing? So, you know. Hey, Fair, welcome. Yes, there is a respectful way to do things and an inappropriate way to do things, but we're talking about human nature. We're talking human nature. So whether they're respectful or inappropriate, does it mean that you have to hit that person? Does it mean you have to beat that person up? Does it mean you have to put them in a coma? No, that's on you. whether that person, because there will always be someone out there who will disrespect you, who will do something that is that they know that they shouldn't do. But if they're not touching you, what do you care? See, to me, it's when you cross that line, do you resent that person so much that they're just rubbing it in your face that their team won the championship or they're, you know, advancing to the next stage or whatever? Because the way I look at it, especially when it comes to sports teams, you have some people who love their team so much that they're willing to fight and do all this other stuff, while the players who have won and, you know, they go about their business making millions of dollars while you're out in the parking lot getting upset because someone was not respectful of how they celebrated their win. They're on a bus back to the airport. They're in their locker room and they're getting paid. Meanwhile, what you did by touching that person, you're on your way to jail because you resented what they said. I mean, that's the way I see it. A says, I draw the line when it's parents at the kids' games I coach. Be a role model of good sportsmanship for the kids, be an adult. And Ace, you are right. You do have a very good point when you're in front of children, because sports teams with children has gotten out of hand, where you have the parents who are out there fighting amongst each other when it's supposed to be a game for fun for the kids, and the, you know, kids are out there. The parents are out there fighting each other. I mean, again, who looks ridiculous? You're resenting this? I mean, seriously? You know, you have parents out there who are calling another child names and what have you. It's a game. So you're going to resent this person for that? So when I say, can it creep up on you, or was it already there? Was it already there that I'm just going to come out and say that this person was just a jerk? They've always been a jerk. And no matter whether their son or daughter won or lost, that jerk is always going to have something to say. Doesn't matter. They're always going to have something to say. Ferris says, Mr. Nygma don't want the score run up. Play defense point blank. I agree. Dredd says parents are the worst. Absolutely. Mr. Nygma says, I had a coach tell my teammates that, and I never stop scoring no matter how bad we are beating the other team. Okay, Chad is saying never stop scoring until the final buzzer or the final quarter of the game. 100. Play until the final whistle, not for sympathy on the opposing team, says Fair. Mr. Newton says, I always laugh when the other coaches would cry that we are running the score up. I would turn around and say, hey, y'all, get good. So again, on one hand, it's like it's an inappropriate way to rub it in their face. So is that rubbing it in their face? And A says, I still think the resentment is often there before you personally may realize. Most people don't know they resent anyone until they hit a breaking point. And Ace, you're right. You're right. But they can pinpoint every moment that led to that breaking point. Yes. 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 You know, because things do build up over time. And when you finally break, you know, and people look at you like, well, what did I do? And you're like, you know, you take that breath. It's like, well, you did this, you did this, you kept doing this, you kept doing that. You know, when people are repeat offenders, that's, to me, is when the resentment starts to build. Because they do stuff over and over and over and over. It just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. And you can pinpoint every moment that led to that breaking point. But when you bring it up to them, to that repeat offender, they can't see it. Or they think that you're being picky or you're nitpicking when you're not. You know, do you resent someone who, you know, constantly, you know, that kid at school that every time they see you, you know, they pop you upside the head or pop you on your back or something. You're like, would you stop? Would you stop? Stop? Would you stop? Would you stop? Would you stop? And then you haul off one day and they pop you and you hit them and you lay them out. And then all of a sudden it's like, what did I do? Well, what didn't you do? You didn't stop. I've been telling you this for how long? But some people don't get the message until they have to get the message. Let's see, Mr. Yimmy says, in a way it is, but it was meant for encouragement for them not to give up. And I promise when we played the team again, we barely won the last game. It was really close. So we all laughed and hung and congratulated each other because we all saw the other team really work on their game. And they even thanked us for telling them to get there for the next game. It's just how you take it in the end makes you a better person. Okay. And Dredd says, I don't think resentment is always there or underlying. Certain behaviors cause resentment. The more you think about it, you go back and think, what the F? This person's always been this way. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, some people are just jerks. There are certainly moments that trigger resentment immediately, without a doubt. I don't know, guys, because do you think people who you resent, or they know that you resent or have disdain for them in some way, Red Bar, welcome. Do you think that they know that you resent them? Do you think that they know that I don't think you're funny? I don't think that you're, you know, I mean, do you think that they know? Do you think that people know that you resent them before you even let them know that you resent them or you have disdain for them? And Red Bar says, you're right, fighting over sports is really stupid. It is. Sports, I mean, I don't get it, because I always say that the people who, I mean, at the end of the day, whether you like my team or I like your team, it doesn't matter, because the people who are walking away with the millions of dollars are the people in the locker room, and they could care less about what's going on out in the parking lot or wherever. Mr. Eggman says, that's the difference between people kids in the 80s and 90s from people kids these days. People's kids these days whine and cry too much instead of learning to do better and do the right thing and not what they feel is right. Dressing, some people don't care. Some people don't even realize their actions have wronged you. It's the owner's solid. It's the owner's fair. You talking about the owners of the team who, you don't have to clarify that for me. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Ace says, I can think of two out of three people that probably don't or didn't have a clue I resent them. One of the three, I believe, figure it out. But that's because the memories were finally drug. dragged back up after decades. Hold on for a second. Ace. Okay, Mr. Nigma, I'm glad you said that. That's the problem with people these days. They forgot to care. When a society forgets to care, a society will fall. Okay, so Fair, when you say owners of the team, are you saying that the owners of the team are responsible if fans get out of line and start fighting? I'm just trying to clarify that. A says, Ms. Malice. Ace, I can't start laughing or else I'm gonna start coughing. Oh Lord, please. Oh. Huh. Please don't make me start laughing because I'm gonna have a coughing fit. Oh, well, thank you, Ace. Thank you. You made a reference about the players making money, but it's the owners making money hand over. You're right. So whether it be the owners or the players, or we'll go with what you said, the owners, then yes. I mean, so while you, the fan, you know, are out there beating up on each other, the owners are, you know, on their way to the bank because, you know, they just made another couple of million that night, or, you know, more than a couple, you know. So, you know, that's why it's just always, you know, when I see people who are fighting over, you know, things and what have you. And, you know, when you talk about relationships, and you have, you know, women fighting over a man, or, you know, a man fighting over a woman, whatever. And, you know, you turn around and that person isn't even thinking about you. They've moved on. So, you know, so when people have this resentment, sometimes it's like, maybe you should check it, because am I really going to go to jail? Am I really going to, you know, hurt someone because of this? Seriously? Nah, not going to do it. Ace, you're making me laugh. I am trying not to laugh here. I really am. On the way to the bank in a jet. Yes, Fair. You know, so, I mean, I just think that, you know, some resentment is warranted. And some is not. So is it fair though to have, I'm gonna switch over to disdain. Is it fair to have disdain for someone because of their lifestyle, because of their job, because of who they are, without actually knowing that person? And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that you are down the middle, that you have no opinion, but I'm saying that you immediately have disdain for this person. Oh, you know, you're standing there talking to a friend and someone walks up and from the way they're dressed, you immediately have disdain for them. And they're a friend of your friends that you're talking to, but you immediately want to dismiss them.
How many people have disdain for homeless people? You see them, it's like, oh, you know, back in the day, homeless people were called bums. But you have a lot of people on the street now who either have mental issues or they're on the street because they lost their job, they lost their home. But people have disdain for them. I mean, how many times have you seen the videos of people who are, you know, pouring water on a homeless person because they're sitting in front of their place of business? Do I want a homeless person sitting in front of my place of business? No. Am I going to put water on them to make them move? No. I mean, there are some people who other people feel they have disdain for, and they're disposable. They don't matter. But don't we all matter? Don't we all want to matter? Don't we all want to be relevant in some way? Should we immediately, you know, be, should someone immediately have disdain for someone just because of how they look or how they dress? And A says, no, doesn't mean that it isn't an initial reaction to that bias. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. Sandra says, I have disdain for pedophiles, people who abuse animals, children, the elderly, and people who are phony and two-faced. Okay. You know, so, I mean, that I can understand. So, let me ask this. So let's say you have someone who was in a situation, and A says everyone matters to someone regardless of your feelings regarding them. Very true. Very true. Let's say that someone was accused of something that they didn't do, from someone else who was just trying to get back at them. And we all know this happens. People accuse people for things that they didn't do. And then you end up with a record, and it's always, you know, easier to get someone in trouble as it is to backtrack what you did and what you said. Do you initially believe that? You know, what if that person says, no, that's not what happened. You know, this is what happened. You have to listen, you know, but, you know, everybody's standing outside their house and their, you know, their picket signs. We don't want you living here. I'm just saying, if it was a pedophile or whatever. Do you give that person an opportunity to say something, or is that person just marked for life? Andrea said, that's a good example. Once accused, always suspected. You know, and I say let them explain, but does society, will society allow you to do that? I mean, even if they went on national TV and said, this is what happened, and it came out where it was, that this person did not do this, that this person was, you know, accused because, you know, somebody got upset with them. Somebody broke up with them. Somebody, you know, they got fired from their job or something. Will society listen? Because society, whether or not you are innocent, society will always have somebody in society will always have that disdain for you. And they won't want to listen. They won't want to care. The next thing you know, one day you're walking to your car and someone beats you up, or someone shoots you, whatever, because of that disdain. People lie, people coerce children. Absolutely, absolutely, 100%. A says, to be fair, people are registered sex offenders for peeing in public or turning 18 and the parents of the 17-year-old filed charges because they always disliked the kid. Now their whole lives are ruined. You're right. You know, and you are absolutely right. There are people who are registered as sex offenders because they're peeing in public. How many times have you seen someone, you know, going behind a tree because there's no bathroom? Excuse me, is that the reason to be registered as a sex offender? Sorry about that. You know, but that's what happens. So now you have this disdain for someone. Let's see, Pharisees have disdain for those selling Bibles, $59.99 with the photo book. Constitution cheat sheets. So, resentment and disdain, again, was it always there or does it creep up on you? Because there are people who I resent. There are people that I have disdain for. And I think that we all do. I don't think that anyone, can really say that they don't resent someone. I don't think that's an honest statement. I think that even if you're not aware of it, I do believe that everyone somewhere, somehow, they resent someone or something. And you may not be aware of it until you're aware of it. I'm blaming my coughing on you, Ace, now. Hey, Mr. B, welcome. So you guys, that's all I have. You resent my accusations. Well, what can I say, Ace? I resent your making me cough. Anyway, that is all I have today, y'all. I am going to leave you with, welcome back, Dredd. I'm going to leave you with Brand New Me by Alicia Keys. And I will be back on Podbean on Monday. So here we go. Brand New Me, Alicia Keys.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. If I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, If I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, don't take it personally. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. And it ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long, long road to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. I've taken one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. And now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
And that's it, everyone. Thank you for coming, and I will see you next time. Enjoy your day or evening, wherever you are. Bye.